Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Well, it's always an eagerly awaited sporting event in this country, and we're talking netball here with the ANZ Premiership, and it passes off this weekend, in fact, in Hamilton. It's a 4 o'clock start, and it is the Mystics up against the Magic, of course, at home. And it's interesting because netball will be welcomed back to free-to-air TV as well, which has got to be great news for the sport. To look at this, the opening round and what's to come throughout the season, the new structure of the tournament, we're joined by netball journalist Penny Miles. Penny, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, and good morning, Smithy.
Hey, Penny, this is an interesting season this year because structurally it's changed a wee bit. We're not going to be seeing any double headers.
Yeah, that's right. Well, first of all, Smithy, I think that for the netball, there's just been so much going on off the court lately with its broadcasting revenue potentially set to plummet. Also, the disastrous World Championship campaign of the Silver Ferns. So I think many in the sport will be relieved just to get eyes back on the court. And much has been said recently in the media about the ANZ Premiership becoming predictable, hurting our chances at international level due to perhaps a perceived lack of quality in the league. So plenty's been happening, and I think now it's up to the players to just get out there, and I think that will be wonderful.
So what have you made of the television rights, the media rights, etc.?
Well, I think we're yet to really hear what is happening, but behind the scenes, potentially, netball gets about $10 million annually from Sky for the rights for the ANZ Premiership. Insiders are saying that could be cut by a half. Now, this is the money that runs the sport, what pays the players. So you'd be looking, if they couldn't get that money from elsewhere, you'd be looking at a really stripped-back competition, which would obviously hurt our chances. Now, the deal expires at the end of this season, so it's not going to affect this season, but it's certainly something that is really simmering in the background.
Okay, let's look at, as you say, it's time to get back on court and put other things out of our mind. And that, of course, happens tomorrow afternoon with the Avis Magic hosting the MG Mystics. What are you predicting from this match?
Well, I mean, that gives us a chance to talk about Grace Wiecki, doesn't it? Goal shoot for the Mystic, also the incumbent Silver Ferns goal shoot, who, you know, unfortunately, she was injured at the World Championships during the competition. She's back. She's been performing well in the pre-season. She's 1.93 metres, and she can jump. She was a high jumper in school, and that's what makes her amazing. I mean, she's a super shooter. Perhaps she's going to dominate the league in the same way that Janelle Fowler, the Jamaican, did many years ago. I don't think the Magic have really got a chance against that. But in the Magic's defence, the Mystics, I mean, it was an absolute rout last year's grand final, and I think that they're just a class above.
Okay, so do you think they are the title favourites in your mind? They're just a class above, not only tomorrow, but throughout the season?
Yes, absolutely. And we saw what happened last season. It was almost laughable when Wiecki got injured. All of a sudden, it levelled the playing field again. But it's not just in their shooting circle. I mean, it is all the Wiecki factor, really. But they've got very much strength across the court. New captain Michaela Sokolic-Beetson, she came back into the Ferns last year. So I think that there's just strength across the court there. And they've had about two changes. So essentially, it's an unchanged team.
Right, let's look at their opponents tomorrow then, the Magic. What do you make of their coaching captaincy setup and their playing roster this year?
Well, I think we haven't seen the best of Amelia Ann Ekenasio at the Magic yet, so perhaps this is her year. And, I mean, it's really hard to tell with the Magic because they've been underperforming for a couple of seasons. I think the last 2 years, the best they've managed is second to last. So, I mean, the only way is up for them.
Right, let's look also at round two, or the second match of round one, I should say. Stars Pulse, and that's on Sunday. So the Stars this year, who is likely to be the biggest threat? Will it come out of these two teams for the Mystics?
Yeah, absolutely. Stars or Pulse, and a couple of injury things going on. With the Stars, it's pretty interesting. Gina Crampton, the Silver Ferns captain, this came through about yesterday. She is actually coming in this round as an injury replacement for the Stars, coming across the Tasman from Sydney, where she's currently based, for this game. So that boosts them enormously. Also, they've got a new Australian shooter with some New Zealand links called Rani Samson, and she could be the next Amelia Ann Echinacio, in that she's a very talented player who perhaps hasn't reached her potential in Australia, but we'll be waiting to see what she can do in the New Zealand system, and I don't know what her eligibility is, but she's a potential, maybe a potential Silver Fern down the track. She is an incredible shooter, but she has had some injury problems, and that also brings an interesting dynamic at play in the Stars, where you've got Maya Wilson, the incumbent goal shoot, and really, if she's going to be able to hold her place.
Southern Derby is on Monday. I like the Monday night game, actually, at 7:30. I think that they can own that little appointment, and I think it's really cool for netball. Tactics in the Steel. Now, the Steel have been, over the years, one of the, you know, it's been one of the strong points, but just lately hasn't. What about their bounce-back qualities this year? What are you looking at from the two Southern teams?
Well, yeah, you've got two underachieving Southern teams. No offence out there to the South Islanders that are listening in, but the Steel, it's really tough for them. George Fisher, their English import, she has been unable to come back from her massive ACL damage to her knee in the start of last season, so she's out. Jen O'Connell comes in, who's a tall local player who actually won the title with the Steel years ago and has a background in rowing as well. The tactics, I think, is fascinating. Smithy, Aaliyah Dunn, always a talking point. She is out. She's got perhaps a dislocation of her knee. Tactics are saying maybe the first two rounds she's out, but I got wind of it yesterday when I was writing a preview, and I made a few phone calls and couldn't confirm anything, but no one would give me an answer, and I thought perhaps there is actually something going on here. And the announcement came out late yesterday that she's in fact out, and that is going to hurt the tactics. They have really been underachievers given their absolutely stunning lineup. I mean, you've got Jane Watson at the back, Karen Berger in defence, you've got a strong midcourt, so I'm actually thinking it could be another tough season for the tactics, but we'll see what happens.
Do you like the format? We're going through to July 22nd, so it's quite it represents quite a long season with just the three games per weekend. Do you like that format, preferring to the double headers as such?
Yeah, I think the double headers were a bit much for the players, really, and perhaps also the fans as well. I think the timing of the games, and I think having that free-to-air game on a Saturday afternoon on TV2, also TVNZ Plus, and I know you've got some commentary for some of the games on SENZ, which is wonderful. So I think that we'll be getting more people watching the netball. I actually think that's more fan-friendly. I don't know what you think, Smithy, but I think it is.
Well, anything that people get landed on their lap for nothing these days has got to be an advantage, Penny. So, you know, certainly more people will have the opportunity. It'll be easier with that kind of access. But of interest too, of course, is Dame Nolene had to reapply for her job. She duly got her job. But I would imagine with the pressure that went on her, not too many of our leading netballers should feel that safe that they're guaranteed anything this time round.
Oh, yeah, 100%, Smithy. But also, I think I was quite pleased with the reappointment for one reason, and that's that we haven't really seen what the Silver Ferns can do with Grace Wecky fit and playing at goal shoot. Perhaps Nolene Tauro has learned her lesson, and what she really needs to do is have a really strong backup star goal shooter. You can't just have one going down and that's the end of your campaign. So I think that's an area that she will be looking at, and she will have to look at. And I think also a place perhaps for some young defenders to come through, because our defence end is getting on the mature end of the spectrum. And plenty for the players to play for sure.
One of the interesting things to me is that when you look at netball, and we've sort of started to fall a wee bit behind, we're losing too regularly on the international stage, the sides that we used to dominate, as our overall standard. Do you think this competition is going to improve the standard, or when it comes to trying to bridge that international gap, do we have to do more?
Yeah, I think that it's a really tough one, Smithy. I was working at the Dominion, what was the Dominion Post back in the days of the ANZ Premiership, ANZ Championship, excuse me, writing netball, and I covered the Pulse for an entire season. And I think they were lucky to get one win for the whole game. And back then, while it was a wonderful competition, the New Zealand teams were generally getting absolutely hammered. So I have enjoyed the New Zealand League in that it's really given our players a chance to just play without that. I mean, it was really demoralising, the Pulse. They were going over to Australia and it was 10 goals every time. At least the first quarter, they'd be way off the pace. So just because you've got the competition against a better country doesn't necessarily bring up the competition in your home country. So it's difficult. I think, as you know, money talks in sport, and there's a lot more money across the Tasman. There's a lot more money in England, and that's really what has changed. And New Zealand, I just don't know where we're going to get the resources from.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is still, rugby's closing the gap on it, but, you know, it is still perceived, I think, as our premier women's sport, which I struggle to grasp the concept that it can lose ground at the rate that it is. With that in mind, I mean, my understanding is that playing numbers are just as strong as they've always been at club level, at school level, etc. There is competition from rugby, and maybe there will be competition from rugby league shortly. So what is netball having to do to hold on to their status?
Well, I think netball's really just hanging on, isn't it? But, I mean, I think that there's so much wonderful history in the sport and, you know, a lot of mums, they get their daughters into netball, and so participation-wise, it is pretty strong. I heard on another station yesterday the great Sandra Edge talking through her career and all the highs and lows yesterday, and while she was doing the interview, there was just an absolute flow of texts coming in saying, oh, Sandra Edge, wonderful, wonderful. So I think that out there in the public, to me, that tells me that there are a lot of people that still care about netball, that are still playing netball. And, you know, they were playing back in the amateur days and they were the best in the world. So, you know, I think also the other thing, you've got to look at these other women's sports like the women's rugby. You know, there's been all that excitement, but is it a honeymoon phase or is it going to continue? So I think it's not just where netball's place is, it's what happens with the development of these other sports and if they can push on. Because, I mean, look at the crowds for women's rugby. There's not a lot going on. Women's cricket's done pretty well, hasn't it, Smithy? And they've got real international opportunities to earn big in India, so I think that's significant. But, yeah, I think time will tell on that front.
Okay, Penny, that's great. So just in summary for this weekend, you would go the Mystics over the Magic, the Stars over the Pulse, and the Tactics at home to the Steel?
Yeah, I'm going to sit on the fence with the, because I'm a proud Wellingtonian, the Pulse and the Stars. The Pulse, also Tiana Maturau, has an injured foot. You know, Waitamanu's daughter, as a goal attack, she plays a key role. She's out. So I think that perhaps does tip it to the Stars, especially with Gina Crampton coming in for the Stars. So, oh yeah, I'm pretty happy to go with that.
Penny, been great to get to know you. Great to get an insight on the netball, and we'll be calling you regularly throughout the competition for your take on how it's going. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers. Penny Miles there with her thoughts on the netball championship, the ANZ championship. It's so vital that it's successful. It really is. It's so vital that it gets and maintains and increases its popularity and notoriety. Otherwise, it's our flagship competition. It is just so important that it hangs in there, hangs tough, and it doesn't lose ground. It's 10:31 here on SENZ.